In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us right now on the Fan Morning Show is our guy, Ray Fittipaldo. He's brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take you your personal injury cases personally. Ray, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Doran. I'm doing well.
Ray, obviously the Steelers got a big win on Sunday against the Ravens. And, you know, any win is a good win, but especially whenever you go to your rival's territory and you beat them. And especially what was on the line for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now they're in first place. They kind of control their own destiny moving forward. But the way that they did it, especially on offense and how aggressive they were, Mike Tomlin obviously talked about some of this stuff yesterday, but how aggressive Aaron Rodgers was on offense, pushing the ball down the field, obviously a big breakout game by DK Metcalf. Do you think that they have found a foundation to their offense based off of last game and will unravel that moving forward, and especially against the Dolphins Monday night?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, Doran, are thinking, well, what took so long? But what I took out of it, just talking to some of the players in the locker room after the game, was, you know, the Ravens played the Steelers defensively in a much different manner than most other teams did, right? Like, we've seen the Steelers throw underneath all season because of these two high safety looks that don't want to give up the big play. But the Ravens defensive coordinator wasn't about that. He challenged the Steelers to beat them deep, and he wasn't deterred when Metcalf made that first big play on the first play of the game. So I'm not sure why the Ravens did that. And honestly, Doran, I'm not sure that the Steelers can count on this every single game, because if the Dolphins are smart, they're going to play too deep. They're not going to let Steelers make those big plays. But at the very least, I think Rodgers now has confidence that he can do it. If he does get those looks, it can be something they go to. Because it did work, obviously, against the Ravens.
Tomlin stated yesterday during his press conference that he feels like, and he was asked a question about being on the hot seat and feeling pressure. He stated that he feels like he's been on the hot seat for 19 years. Do you think that there's any truth to that? Do you think that he feels that way, truthfully, deep down?
Well, I mean, he might feel that way, Doran, but, I mean, he had success from the get-go. I mean, he was... He directed this team to the playoffs in his first season. And then, you know, in his second season, he won a Super Bowl. So, you know, you can make an argument. You know, he was on the hot seat a little bit in 2009 with the Unleash in Hell quote, you know, when they kind of gagged there late in the season. But nothing was ever going to happen to him because he was coming off a Super Bowl. And then there's been other, you know, rough stretches, 2013 I'm thinking of, and you know, 2019 they start 0-3, but it's never been anything like this. We never had the fire Tomlin chance. And you know, it's interesting, we talked about the Ravens game. What would it have been like in Acrisure on Monday night had they lost that game,
right?
If Isaiah Likely catches that touchdown pass, Rodgers can't lead him down the field, what's going to happen Monday night at Acrisure? So that's the fascinating thing about this. We go from the fans wanting to fire Tomlin to them being in the catbird seat and controlling their own destiny. It's just, it's a weird circumstance that we're in right now.
Do you have any problem with Roman Wilson not getting a hat this past Sunday? I think it was an Aaron Rodgers deal. That's just me. I think Aaron Rodgers like, you know, we need guys that we could count on to be in the right spots, and MVS needs to be brought up, and Adam Thielen needs to play more. But people are looking at it as a long-term thing. Like, oh, you really missed out on a third-round receiver. He's not getting a hat on Sunday. Do you look into that? Anything? Any detail?
Well, I mean, on the surface right now, it doesn't look good for Roman Wilson. You know, Adam Thielen came in here on Tuesday, and he started the game on Sunday. So what does that say about Roman Wilson? And secondarily, what does that say about Calvin Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Thielen outsnapped Calvin Austin, I think, 25-16. I give Austin credit. He went out and made a big play on that third down, but clearly they were looking for something. And, you know, Rodgers alluded to it, and Tomlin alluded to it. You know, these quarterbacks like Rodgers and Mike too, guys who have been around, they want that veteran who has been there and done that. And unfortunately for Roman Wilson, you know, he's made some mistakes. He doesn't really know what he's doing yet. And guys like Thielen and MVS can come in there and be on their details and give Rodgers exactly what he needs. So what did Rodgers say? I don't believe in coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly he believes that veteran leadership and that veteran, you know-how played a factor in that big game that they had on Sunday.
Ray, let's talk some injuries and who we may expect to be back Monday night. Kyle Duggar didn't play. I think he has a hand injury. Andrews Pete has a concussion. Darnell Washington, concussion. Derek Harmon, a knee. And DK Metcalf, stomach. What does this week look like for those guys? Who do we expect to be back? Who do we expect to play Monday night?
It didn't sound very serious at all for DK. Mike didn't even mention him at the top of his news conference on Tuesday. So I think he's going to be good. He'll probably be limited Thursday when they come back, but I think he's good to go. Encouraging news on Harmon as well. I think Mike said, you know, that extra day is going to help him. So I think he's probably going to end up being questionable, but I'm sure you've seen the stats by now. The world of difference that Harmon makes in terms of the run defense when he's in and when he's out. And as far as the concussed guys go, I hate to even guess or speculate on that. James Pierre returned without missing a game from a concussion, but other guys, you know, end up missing 2-3 games. So hopefully the Steelers get those guys back, especially Washington. They need a running game. Washington is such a big part of that running game. You got to believe if he was in that game late, Doran, they get the ball back with, 2:20 left, they maybe have a little bit better chance of running their 4-minute offense there and not even giving the ball back to the Ravens. But they didn't have a chance to do that without Washington in the game.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ray, you know, it's slightly, you know, getting flown underneath the radar is the development and the play of the offensive line. Like, I thought that they were fantastic. Aaron Rodgers didn't get touched. Yeah. It was the only time he got touched was whenever he batted the ball back and caught the ball. You know, you rattle through three left tackles with Broderick being hurt. Then you Andrus Peat getting a concussion and Dylan Cook, his first appearance in the NFL game. I give a lot of credit to this offensive line and Pat Meyer for the development.
Absolutely. Especially from a pass pro standpoint. You know, there's been a lot of talk this week about who's the Steelers MVP. No one's having a great year. And believe me, he's not going to be named the Steelers MVP because he's an offensive lineman. But Troy Vaatanu has been excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I mean, he is such a technician. He's just been really, really good. And I give all those guys credit for keeping Rodgers clean. I can't explain, like, the deficiencies in the run game. They are not a good run-blocking offensive line. And I'm sure if you ask those guys, that bothers them because offensive linemen – that's their identity. They want to run the ball. So that's the next phase to come for that young group. But, yeah, I mean, in terms of pass pro and doing what they need to do, they've been really, really good after that rough start. You know, we all know what happened in the Jets game, but since then it's been really, really good.
Ray, what's your initial early in the week thoughts of the Dolphins? You know, they've rattled off four straight. They've won four in a row. You know, I'm a guy who thought that Mike McDaniel, their head coach, was going to be fired about a month ago. You know, Tua has stayed relatively healthy. They lose Tyreek Hill early on in the season. Jaylen Waddle steps up as a number one wide receiver. Devon Achane, I mean, he's, you know, one of the top five all around back in the league. He got hurt on Sunday in the first half, so we'll see what his availability is Monday. But what is your initial thoughts on the Dolphins? Are you worried about that matchup against the Steelers?
No, I do this online chat on Tuesdays, and someone asked me if this was a trap game, if the Dolphins was a trap game. But how can you have a trap game with a team that's won five out of the last six?
Right.
I mean, they're playing really, really well right now. Their running game is excellent with Achane. He's really good. We'll see what happens with that injury, but I think they can run the ball even without him. So, you know, Tua's not going to, like, step into the stadium and – be the reason you lose that game, but he's played well enough too. So I give full credit to McDaniel for righting the ship there. They have a slight chance to make the playoffs, but really they're in spoiler mode right now and they're playing really, really well.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I honestly don't know because I haven't really paid attention really at all to Minka Fitzpatrick. Has he been playing well this year? Do you know? Like, if you don't know, that's fine. I don't want to put you on the spot, but
no.
I haven't really heard much from Minka and don't know how well he has actually been doing.
The interesting part of what – I think he's been playing okay. The interesting part of Tomlin's news conference yesterday was he said Minka's playing in the slot. You know, he's playing free safety in the base, but he's moving around their defense. And what did we hear for years about Minka with the Steelers? He didn't like to do that. You know, he wanted to be that center fielder. He kind of had that comfort zone of being in the back end, just like TJ has that comfort zone of being on the left side. He doesn't like to leave there. So, I mean, we could have a whole other discussion about the Steelers putting players where they're comfortable. But, you know, Minka's moving around that defense now. He's playing well in the slot, and he's always been a good free safety. Is he worth – $18 million a year, whatever that contract is. I don't know. We'll find out after the year if the Steelers value Jalen Ramsey that much because it's probably going to cost that much if they want to keep them. So, you know, this whole idea of what our safety's worth, I don't know. But I think Minka's playing well again. And we'll see if he found a new home in Miami. But, you know, he certainly seems to be helping that defense here late in the season.
Ray, you're the man. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate your time, man.
All right, Doran. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you. There he goes. Ray Fittipaldo. I can't even say it. How do I say it, Callis? Fittipaldo. There we go. I got it.
You can say words.
I can say words of the Post-Gazette. Jeez. Man.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.